You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Michael K. is on the radio today. On 98.7 ESPN Radio.
And a good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed the Michael K. Show. It is March 20th, 2024. Michael K., Don LaGreca, Peter Rosenberg with you until 6:30. Hope everybody's having a great day on this Wednesday, hump day, and also Would You Wednesday. So we've got a lot of stuff to do, a lot of stuff to talk about, a lot of stuff happening. And that's what this show's about, a lot of stuff.
You sound shot out of a cannon today.
I mean, I save it, you know?
Yeah, well, you didn't, what you're saying is you didn't bring it to the meeting. That's what you're saying.
The pre-show meeting, I mean, there was another show going on. I refuse to empty my
No, you don't empty the holster.
Meeting. Oh.
You got to save. At a certain age, you got to save it.
That's right. You just don't have that much. Don, turn your mic on.
What do they call? Because I'm having a lot of trouble with my headphones right now.
Oh, no.
Me too.
Yeah, something's going on.
I'm having a problem with my headphones too.
Yeah, the studio just broke.
The studio's broken, guys.
Don't worry.
Oh, no. No, this is not good.
Someone tell Rod. We're having issues.
Yeah. Get Rodney out of the bathroom. Come fix this.
I have to hold the head. Are you like holding the headphone to get it to work?
Yeah, it's not.
We've got a short. There's a short in the board. There's a short in the board.
But what do they call, like, you know, when you talk? Like chin wagging.
What do they call when you talk?
Like chin wagging. He's wagging his chin. There's a lot to say.
Oh,
Michael's chin is naked. So maybe he shot out of the cannon because he feels like fresh.
I feel
new.
Like myself again, Don.
Renewed.
No irritation. Oh. Mm.
No irritation.
Yeah, Michael might have to do this segment himself.
You can't hear anything?
Huh? Well, I either hear nothing or it's blasting at 10.
But now Anthony's throwing his hands up in the air like you're criticizing his... like Anthony built the headphone system in the studio.
Come on, Rodney, wake up!
There's just a headphone short. I hear that. You hear nothing.
I'm going to tap.
Are you naked? Wait, Don, tap?
I don't know. I can't hear Michael. And then Michael will come in and... Ah!
Really?
Yeah, so I'll see.
Michael, I hear you.
Oh, that's good. Good. So at least somebody can hear me.
So just how you like it. Don has just tapped out. We've lost 70% of the show. He's just going to sit here. Don, by the way, just had a delightful lunch, in case you're wondering. He may be a healthier Don, but he still showed up with a pile of O-rings on a Wednesday, no less,
which
Michael.
I shared with you.
Oh, I had one. It was a delight.
Right, but this might be better now.
Well, let me ask you a question, Peter, if I may.
Go ahead.
You're trying to fit into your suits that are snug now, and you're throwing down an O-ring. It doesn't quite.
It's one O-ring.
One O-ring leads to two. Leads to three.
No, it led to zero.
That's your appetite for an O-ring.
No. I was talking to Kimball today. No, I'm
your
a mess again.
Your guru.
Yeah, the headphones are dead. A mess again. So I'm just going to talk into the ether.
I hear you. Okay.
Is that in his opinion, as a trainer, as a professional? That you don't want to starve yourself because you leave yourself open to binge.
That's right.
So you know what? Have the one onion ring than all of a sudden caving later tonight and having a dozen of them. So give yourself a little bit. Give yourself a little bit of a taste.
By the way,
That's how every addict starts.
No, listen. First of all, Don's in recovery, as we all know, from the Dorito situation.
And soda.
And soda.
And cigars.
And cigars. See, he's...
And pipes.
He's worked his way through a lot of things. I am doing very well this week. I'm happy with the week I'm having. Today, I did have a couple of moments where I had a bite of something, but I'm eating nothing but salad. I'm drinking nothing but coffee with at most skim milk and water. I'm happy with where I'm at.
Well, I'm going to be doing the show alone because when Peter goes the coffee route, then he hits the bathroom for 20, 25 minutes at a time, and Don's headphones aren't working, so it's going to be a great show.
No, don't say that. Because I drink soda. I drink coffee every day.
But the line is... Have a cup of Joe to let it flow.
have a cup of Joe.
He spends enough time in there. It's not flowing, Michael.
No.
No, I think it is.
You know what? I'm not comfortable with this conversation.
So let's start off with the Jets, if we may. I mean, there's so much to talk about. Rangers with a loss last night. Baseball started today. Most of the world didn't know. But the Jets did some pretty good work over the last week. They didn't come out of the gate strong in free agency, and that got people down as well. As Joe Douglas's phone work, well, it obviously worked. He's improved the offensive line. He signs Mike Williams. And, you know, when you look at the Jets, there's a lot of ifs. But the way teams are put together now, especially in a salary cap sport, you're going to have ifs. You can't have all sure things because you'd be over the cap. So the Jets have a lot of ifs. If those ifs come up positive, are they a Super Bowl contending team? Now, am I going too far with that question? Are they a playoff team? I think they are.
Yeah.
Now, everything rests on Aaron Rodgers, but even if Aaron Rodgers is healthy, if the offensive line doesn't protect him, he's not going to be healthy for long. But I think they've got enough there to make them a playoff team, although there are a lot of teams that are going to be battling for the playoffs in the AFC.
Well, the question, the better question, the more specific question to me is, can they win the AFC East? Because if they're going to have to settle for a wild card and have to win three road games to get to the Super Bowl, that's going to be really, really difficult to do. So can they win this division? At least give themselves a home game. Can they compete to where maybe they could be in the conversation for a bye? That might be too much of a stretch. But, Michael, if you're going to talk about Super Bowl, you got to win your division, right? In that conference?
But I don't think they're better than the Bills.
Well, then that's your answer, then. If you're telling me they're not better than the Bills, then it's at least on the table about being better than the Dolphins.
Yep, I believe it is. Yep.
So if you've got two teams that could be better than you in your own division, are you going to the Super Bowl? Now, you could make miracle runs the way the Giants did as a wild card. It's not impossible. But in this conference, doesn't seem like you're set up for a miracle run in the AFC. They caught the brakes last year with Lawrence being hurt and Burrow being hurt and the Cleveland situation. But if they don't catch breaks this year, Michael, you think a wild card team is going to the Super Bowl?
Well, I mean, no team had a tougher road than the Chiefs, and they did. I mean, they did have the one game at home, right. But they played all the tough teams, and they went on the road.
Okay, but they're the Chiefs, okay?
Yeah.
They're the Kansas City Chiefs. They were the defending Super Bowl champions,
so
right?
So Patrick Mahomes is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, but so is Rodgers.
Okay, but it's not just about Rodgers. It's about the rest of the team. Yes, you gave me an outlier of a team that was able to go to the Super Bowl, having to win three rounds, having to win two games on the road. Kansas City had never played on the road in the postseason with Patrick Mahomes as their quarterback, and they did it. But it's also Patrick Mahomes in his prime, and it's a Kansas City Chiefs team that won a Super Bowl the year before with Andy Reid, who's the head coach, going to the Hall of Fame. Is Robert Saleh and a then 41-year-old quarterback with not a ton of postseason experience on the roster going to make a similar run that Kansas City did? Now, Kansas City still won their division, got the home game in the first round, so that's why I ask, can they win this division and at least have the same route Kansas City did, where at least they caught a home game in the first round?
I mean the Bills have lost some players. Let's be honest. They've hit a salary cap situation. I'm not sure that they're as good as they were last year, but I mean they still have Josh Allen. They still have Diggs. So I still think they're better than the Jets. Don't you think they're better than the Jets?
I do. Here's why I'll say no. Because without a quarterback, they split last year with the Bills. They've kind of had Buffalo's number.
Yeah, but they do have Buffalo's number. But that there's 15 other games that you have to win.
No, but I'm saying is part of trying to be better than Buffalo and win the division. And, you know, if you sweep them, you're going to be in pretty good shape to be better than them.
Right.
I mean, I think the Jets are going to be a very competitive team. Are they better than Buffalo? I mean, maybe on paper, no, but they seem to have their number. Zach Wilson has beat them, so I would think Aaron Rodgers can beat them. By the time they played him in the second half of the season last year, the Jets were spent. But when it's needed to be competitive, they've been competitive against Buffalo. So can they be better than the Bills? Yeah. Will they be? That's another question. But I think with a healthy Aaron Rodgers, I think it's definitely on the table they could be better than Buffalo.
You know, the potential trip to the Super Bowl, even if they win the AFC East, I think the Jets are a playoff team. That's why I wanted to put it there. I don't think they're a Super Bowl team because I think there are so many better teams in the AFC than them. I just do. I think.
So I'm the only one. Am I the only one not terribly moved by Mike Williams and Morgan Moses?
I'm not terribly moved. They filled in holes with
A talented wide receiver who's coming off of a bad injury season, which he played three games. And they're filling a hole with an aging and breaking down offensive lineman.
Well, here's the problem you have, Peter, that I think a lot of people have, is you're going to need these signings to break the right way. Yes. When does it ever break the right way for the Jets?
And not only do they need to break the right way, they're at least one of them with Morgan Moses, who I know pretty well from being on the Commanders for a long time. I don't know. I think it's less than likely that it'll break the right way. I think it's a gamble.
Well,
Smith
is huge. I mean, Smith is the biggest signing for them because you got to protect a 41-year-old quarterback's blind side.
That one is a full-on, I think everyone could go, yeah, but he's got a checkered last few years too.
No, but last year he played a lot of games. The previous two, he didn't. The Cowboys figured out a way to use him. They don't have him practice.
I know, but still, if two out of the last 3 years were roughed on that, and the guy's 34 years old, that's what he is, right? I think he's 34.
He will be 34, I think, late in the season, November or December.
You can't tell me there's no...
53 on Saturday.
Right. You can't tell me there's no risk there, though.
Of course there's risk. As I said at the start, they've got to take risks because they're up against the cap. It's a big number this year for Rodgers, so they can't pay, you know, Tiffany prices. They have to pay Cole's prices. They're going to have people with question marks.
You don't get players of this ilk, Peter, on the cheap unless there's major risk involved in them.
Yep.
That's why they were able to get them. So now you're going into a season asking the football gods to catch you a break. When is the football gods catch the Jets a break? When?
Well, maybe it's time.
It is time. Yeah, I do believe in Dew. I'm a big Dew guy. Boy, they do.
Revisited at 6:05.
I sat there. Me and Joey Salvia and Ryan Hurley sat there in Vegas and watched there be like a 30 consecutive run on roulette of black. And I'm thinking, I got to bet the house on red. Right? It's got to come, Michael. And you know what ended up hitting? 00.
Oh.
So it broke the streak, but not red. Like, so you don't know, but I'm a big, I watch that. And if I see like black 15 times in a row, then I'm going to bet red. So I'm a big Dew guy. And if there's a Dew team in professional sports in North America, it's the Jets.
Yeah, they've had a lot of bad things happen to them. So I think it's been a good, you know, 5-6 days for the Jets. I really do. So as Ira said, there are no excuses anymore. Everybody has to stay healthy and then you have the team. And, you know, they're all signed to one-year contracts. Why? Because everybody's on a one-year contract. Douglas is on a one-year contract. Salah's on a one-year contract. Hackett's on a one-year contract. They're all gone if they don't make the playoffs. They really are. They're all gone. The Giants could not make the playoffs, and Dable will be back. He might even get an extension. This is it for this group with the Jets. They must do well. Now, one of their signings disappointed me yesterday, guys. It made me nervous.
What?
It made me think. And it gave me the willies. So Mike Williams visits the Jets and then is sent a sandwich, a pork roll sandwich. That's a Jersey thing, right, Don?
Well, it depends on where in Jersey you are.
But I think it was a pork roll.
Well, then it would be Taylor ham.
Okay.
Because it's North Jersey. Like, growing up in Jersey, it was always Taylor ham because I grew up in Hawthorne. I grew up in North Jersey. But if you go to Central or South Jersey, it's pork roll. So right. Since Florham Park is in North Jersey, I guess to me it should be Taylor ham.
All right, so let's say it's a fan made a Taylor ham sandwich.
Right.
Brought it to the facility. Mike Williams ate it.
Why not?
Why not? Why? Why would you eat anything from somebody that you don't know?
Because but it was delivered by someone who made the sandwich. Like, it wasn't
But it could have been. It could have just been a fan. It wasn't like it was from a store. Even if it was from a store, why would you accept food from a stranger? In what world is that normal?
Well, I mean, it was a nice gesture.
A nice gesture, and you say thank you, and you put it in the circular file.
Or he's not terrified of life, and he took a bite of it, and said, let's see what happens.
Saying, must hate life.
When does it happen?
You hate life.
So if he's poor, you don't think there's some sort of a paper trail they can find the person that did it?
Okay, so they find the person that did it, and you're dead.
But I don't think, is somebody going to take that? It's
a big leap, Michael.
Yeah, that's a, come on. What are the
odds?
These
are the leaps I take. But what are the odds? Without the abusing.
If it's left at the, if somebody like rang the facility's doorbell.
That's what happened.
And then run, but it was, no, but wasn't it delivered by, like it was made by someone and was delivered there. It wasn't like homemade.
Yeah, you know what, but it doesn't take a great chef to put arsenic into a sandwich. What are you doing?
When
you really
does that
need
happen?
To eat that badly?
Other than like CNN getting anthrax 20 years ago, when does this happen?
But it can happen. Why would
anything
you
can
why?
Happen?
Why would it?
Well,
though?
Then why wouldn't the you get pizza, right, Michael?
Yep.
Isn't it possible that the chef's a Met fan and decides, I'm going to poison Michael K. I'm going to stick cyanide in the pizza that I'm going to have delivered to his house or that he's going to pick up a couple of slices with the kids. I'm going to poison him.
But nobody wants to see the one of the voices of the Yankees die in their restaurant. Okay.
No, maybe it's...
So that's my guardrail. But and also it's a place of business. This is not a place of business. You're just handed a sandwich from somebody, and you're eating it. It doesn't
I need
sense.
More information. Was it just a fan walking up to the door, or was this...
Anthony, it was a fan, right?
Was it Grubhub sent it? Did somebody...
I'm pretty sure MYJ Matt on Twitter, who's got a big following, DoorDashed, Postmates, whatever, a sandwich to One Jets Drive, saying this is specifically for Mike Williams when he comes to
the... You think DoorDash is getting involved with serial killers?
Well, you know, I actually don't think that story helped Mike.
Well, Gotham City Crew said, get your facts right. A fan didn't make the order. It was ordered on DoorDash. So? Yeah. What is it?
Wait.
So?
Wait, killers can't use DoorDash?
No, but DoorDash isn't going to Peter Rosenberg's house, who made a Taylor ham, and deliver it. DoorDash is picking it up at a restaurant.
True.
So ordered it. So now there's a paper trail. If, God forbid, Williams dies, it's like, all right, we get in touch with DoorDash. Where did you get it? Who ordered it? That person's arrested in 15 minutes. If it's somebody knocking on the door, leaving you a paper bag with a sandwich and run, yeah, I'd be a little dubious. I wouldn't touch it. But if it's delivered by Grubhub or DoorDash from a restaurant in the area that I'm sure they're familiar with, shout out.
You know what? It's a great point by Di. I think it's over.
Well, you know what? Peter, no, you're vacillating back and forth.
Well, but I listen.
He's taking in the information.
And I take in the information. And now that I understand what he meant, of course, yeah, if it's a DoorDash Grubhub situation, it's coming from a restaurant. It's not from grandma's house. So if it came from a restaurant, it's the same as you ordering it from the restaurant.
Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think DoorDash comes to your home, takes food you made, and deliver it to somebody else. They go to a local establishment. So you order, pancakes at IHOP, DoorDash picks it up at IHOP and then delivers it. So who would poison it?
You know what, Don? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just that guy. I think that's the case. Now, most importantly, you had a message to deliver to Giannone. Did he say anything?
He did. And he said he cherishes his time with you at Fordham because he knew you when.
Wow. That's nice, but that doesn't... We were friends before when, both of us before when. That's what makes us friends.
I don't understand.
You just tell them
I always doubt people that are friends during when. It's the people that were friends before when.
We were friends before when. Right.
So he cherishes that time because he knew you when. Meaning he doesn't cherish it now that you become a super success. He cherishes it because he loved you and cared about you way before you became famous. That's the way I took it.
And that's how I cherished him before he became famous.
No, I gotta share something with you, Michael.
All right.
I don't know if you saw this, but our colleague, our good friend Gordon Damer, is starting Goat Madness.
Okay.
On Twitter and on his
greatest
show.
Greatest of all time madness.
So it's all different goats, okay? And I'm going to read you the matchups, for these different goats, and you tell me
there's
what...
There's not 32 of them, right?
How many are there? There's 64, I think.
Oh, wow.
Read every one now?
No. I'm going to read... There's only one region here.
Okay.
I'm going to read you this one region, all right, Michael?
Mm-hmm.
The 1 versus the 16 is Wayne Gretzky versus Caitlin Clark.
Okay.
It's a fun matchup.
Gretzky.
Well, no, I don't need you to give your picks.
Well, let them be.
But if you want to, sure.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No.
I thought that's what it was all about. You just want to read?
No. You'll understand where I'm going.
No.
John Jones versus Denzel Washington. Okay?
Okay.
Michael Phelps. This is quite a matchup. Michael Phelps versus George Carlin.
So Carlin's the 14 seed?
George Carlin's a 12 seed.
Okay.
Taylor Swift versus Eddie Van Halen.
Mm.
That is a 4-13. Joey Chestnut, the 3, taking on the 14 seed Bobby the Brain Heenan. Barry Bonds, the 7, taking on Simone Biles, the 10. That's a hell of a matchup. Michael Jackson. Now, this is, I don't know, the seeding here is problematic. Michael Jackson's a 2 seed. He's taking on the somehow 15 seed Steven Spielberg, which is amazing because they worked on ET, on the ET project together.
There you go.
And here's the reason I'm reading to you, Don and Michael. The last matchup, Michael, is...
Did he also work on Thriller together?
No. Spielberg?
Who directed Thriller?
Landis.
Oh, okay. All right.
The 11 seed Madonna is taking on the 6 seed Don LaGreca.
Oh!
Wow.
Well, it's
like
Don
a virgin.
Wait a minute. It's not Don LaGreca. It's Don LaGreca Rants.
It's just, all I'm looking at is it says 6 seed Don LaGreca against the 11 seed.
Wow.
Did you hear the names that I just listed in that group?
Who doesn't belong and why?
I mean, it's unbelievable. Now you know, Michael, just how loved Don is at this radio station.
The way it was explained to me was my rants as GOAT.
Well, it's
his fat ass.
It just says, Don, just so you know, you have a matchup against Madonna this week, my friend. Good luck.
Along those lines, and Don is cherished in the station, and Don should be cherished.
Oh, yeah.
First voice heard on the station. There's a good chance he'll be the last voice heard as well. So on the show previous to ours, Bart and Han, Jacob also works on that show. You know, they were talking about favorite baseball announcers in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And Bart and Han both chose Ron Darling over me.
Oh, boy.
I mean,
that's unfair.
I mean,
why would you be going up against an analyst? Why would it be play-by-play versus analyst?
Whether I'm going up against, you know, Timbuktu, I'm a teammate. A teammate should be the guy you select,
even if
you don't feel that way.
And especially coming from Alan, who's a Yankee fan.
Yeah, and I thought that Alan and I were good friends. Jacob, what happened there?
That's tough.
Jacob stood up for me.
Well, of course you did.
We were doing the New York athletes, the most liked, and Rod Darling made the list.
Okay.
So Bart said that, you know, he's more beloved as an announcer than a player.
That's probably fair, yeah.
So I went on to say, I mean, if we're going to go by announcers, why don't we go with Michael Kay first? He's right at the station. And it went
from
there.
Jacob's the best.
Yeah, I tried.
Did you want to see... how the voting is going so far with me versus Madonna?
I bet you're crushing Madonna.
90-10.
Who's winning?
I'm winning. 90-10.
That's Madonna.
But it says Don LaGreca rants.
Not here on Twitter.
See, look. That's what
it says. Listen, either way, Don, no offense to your rants. I mean, even that is kind of a far. I mean,
yeah, this is Madonna.
Well, you know, I will say this, though. In the world of sports talk rants, I could argue Don is better than Madonna is in the world of, like, pop music. Because Don may be the greatest sports talk rant guy of all time.
Wow.
By the way, I got to go, guys, because the NFL Network is re-showing the Falcons-Vikings 1998 championship game, Don.
Okay.
I'm sorry. This as good as we're doing here, you just got to settle in and watch this thing. You know what I mean?
Now, speaking of the NFL, there's a rule that we all hate, and it's very close to being changed. But I don't know if we hate it any less. We'll talk about that when we get back. London Jewelers is hosting their annual wedding band event from Thursday, April 4th through Sunday, April 7th. All wedding bands are 20% off. Brand exclusions may apply. The 2 by London wedding band collection has something for every style and budget. Come in or call to make an appointment at any of their locations. The Americana Manhasset, Wheatley Plaza, Glen Cove, East Hampton, Southampton, Westfield World Trade Center, and the mall at Short Hills, New Jersey, where you can enter for your chance to win an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night honeymoon for 2. The best deals are at London Jewelers from Thursday, April 4th through Sunday, April 7th. While spring into gear with a new ride from Bay Ridge Mazda, they have over 200 new vehicles marked to move with 0% financing on select new models and prices below MSRP across their entire selection. Plus, every new Mazda comes with 1 year of free oil changes and a free tire rotation. Visit them today at 9000 4th Avenue in Brooklyn or online at BayRidgeMazda.com. Available to qualified buyers. Additional fees may apply. Must take same-day delivery. MSRP discounts not available on future or pre-sold inventory. See dealer for details. Ends 3/31/2024.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
So I said, you know, the new Jet wide receiver, Mike Williams, ate a sandwich from a stranger, and the guy who sent the sandwich has called in to correct me, I assume. He's not going to call in and say that I'm right. So let's hear from NYJ Matt, who sent the sandwich. Matt, thanks for calling in. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good afternoon, boys. Thanks for having me.
Now, where did you send the sandwich from, Matt?
So at 7:45, I woke up. I live in Central Jersey, and I found a diner in Morristown, and I DoorDashed a pork roll or Taylor ham egg and cheese over to Florham Park for the Mike Williams interview or the meeting, right? So I did not make it. Was that the thought, Michael, that you thought I made?
Yes, I thought a fan had made it. So now I stand corrected. I thought that, Matt, you stood in the kitchen and made it. So I'm wrong. What made you do this, Matt?
You know, Michael, it comes back to the Jets really need a wide receiver too. And I thought if this gave a 0.1% chance of helping the Jets sign him, I was going to do it every time. So that really comes down to it. Thought it was not a bad idea and pulled the trigger.
Well, then I retreat. I was wrong.
See?
How much did that cost you?
It was $850.
Oh, but then generous.
I think they upcharged me because they're like, why is this person ordering that far away?
Right.
At the end of the day, with fees and tip, it was $22 for the one sandwich.
And as a Jet fan, was it worth it for you?
Worth every penny, Michael. I would do it 100 times over to bring in a wide receiver, too, that we really need.
And that sandwich was like the Jets' avatar today, so it was definitely worth it.
Crazy. It was
now,
crazy.
Now, Matt, we opened the show talking about, you know, we like what the Jets have done over the last 5 or 6 days. Do you think that what they've done makes them, A, a playoff team, B, a Super Bowl team?
I do, right? They went into the offseason. They needed 3 offensive linemen and 1 receiver, and they accomplished that a week into free agency. Now, it's not done yet. You can get Clowney, have a good run defender. You can get another backup running back, but at this time, the way they're constructed, if healthy, and it's a big if, I don't see why they're not a top 5 Super Bowl odd team going into the year. Now, they can get more depth. You got older veterans, but I would argue that their roster, toe-to-toe, can put up with anybody if healthy.
Now the question becomes, do they have the right coach? Because if the roster, if you believe this, and I don't think you're wrong, if their roster's as good as anybody, then I guess the big difference would be the coaching. And now we'll see. Robert Saleh's going to have a roster, guys. Is he a Super Bowl caliber coach? Because that's the one thing I don't think you can overcome, is bad coaching, no matter how good talented your roster is.
Yeah, not only the head coach, but all coaches, right? Nathaniel Hackett, offensive coordinator. Keith Carter, offensive line coach. the coaching staff, top to bottom, was very questionable last year, right? So you need to see a lot more out of the staff to elevate the team that they have. And that is the biggest question mark, Don, I think, going into 2024. Do you have the right coach? And only time will tell. We'll see where it goes.
What do you do for a living, Matt? Because you're very articulate. Sounds like you should be in this business.
That's right.
What do you do for a living?
So I work a corporate job, like mid-20s, big Jet fan, you know, corporate job, 9 to 5. I picked a good week to be on vacation where I can do all this madness. So haven't had to worry about work. But, yeah, just 9 to 5. But if you look at my Twitter account, I try to keep it light, have fun, and try to bring more positivity to a Jets fan base that haven't seen a lot of it. So it's been a good run. We've had a lot of fun this week.
NYJ Matt.
Matt, I'm telling you, you're refreshing, and I thank you for, you know, putting me in my place. I was wrong.
No, thanks for having me on. And quick, if you guys want,
And Matt, before I let you go, of all the way you consume Jet information, where does ESPN Radio rank for you?
My favorite show, starting at 3 o'clock. Favorite show, Afternoon Drive. You guys do a great job.
Look at this.
I love all three of you.
Give Matt the inside number. He can get in whenever he wants.
Give him a point, God.
Thank you, guys. No, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
Thank you,
man. That's pretty cool.
NYJ Matt. I mean, he doesn't follow me on Twitter, but besides that.
Well, why should he?
Well, yeah.
What are you trying to say?
I hate to call. I shouldn't do it.
What?
It's already out there.
Anthony, do me a favor, Anthony.
Yes, dear.
Go on NYJ Matt's Twitter page.
Sure.
Are you looking at it?
I'm looking at it.
See anything here?
Sent Mike Williams a breakfast sandwich?
No, are you looking at the main page? Just go to his main page, like click on his name so you see his whole profile.
Yeah.
Anything stand out to you there?
I do, yeah. I think he's a great guy.
Awesome. Well, tell us, Peter.
Yeah.
His background photo is Evan and Carton. That's the background built-in photo.
Do you remember, guys, do you remember when Adam Gase was going to take the job at Lincoln High School and it was made up?
Yeah.
That was NYJ Matt.
So what does that mean? Take me through what that means.
That's why he was...
So he was being talked about that day.
He was being talked about that day as well.
So it was a moment in time, you're saying.
He's very popular on the social media.
So it's not that he's lying about his love for this show.
No.
It's just that was a moment in time that he documented.
Correct.
I mean, we might be a moment in time now.
You can understand why my quick, I had a momentary, Don, you could see what I'm saying.
Yeah,
when I looked at the page and saw that.
I could see where it would bother you, but.
But now I have some context. He doesn't follow me, which is unfortunate.
Well, that's unfortunate for you, yes.
Yeah. But by the way, he was a great caller. That doesn't change anything about the fact it was a tremendous call.
He's a great guy.
A lovely guy who sent a sandwich to a new Jet. Maybe this is the beginning of something positive for this football team. I'm not going to judge this man.
And he spent 22 of his own dollars for it.
That's right. 22 of his hard-earned cash that he earns at his corporate job.
All right. So here's the kickoff rule I was talking about.
All right. Break it down.
All right. So this is on the ESPN. They say it's the kickoff proposal will be the most significant on-field rule change for the NFL in years. And it's designed to reverse more than a decade of declining return rates while also lowering concussion rates. So here it is.
Okay.
I want Don and Peter to tell me whether they like it or not. The kicker would continue to kick from the 35-yard line, but the other 10 players would wind up at the receiving team's 40-yard line. That's where they would line up.
Mm.
At least 9 members of the return team would line up in a setup zone between the 35 and 30-yard line. Up to 2 returners can line up in a landing zone, which is between the goal line and the 20-yard line. No one other than the kicker and the returner can move until the ball hits the ground or a player inside the landing zone. Touchbacks would be marked at the 35-yard line.
See, that's the key.
And no fair catches would be allowed. So I think that there's no way these big leg kickers are going to just automatically kick it out of the end zone. You don't want to have to defend just 65 yards of real estate.
You can't.
I mean, I think the 25 was unfair. Now it's 35. There's going to be returns, and what they're taking away with this rule change is high speed collisions because you're too close to the returner. It's not going to be high speed, and that might cut down on concussions. Your thoughts?
When I first started reading it, I was thinking, well, they'll just kick it out of the end zone anyway. What's the difference? But with it going to the 35-yard line, do you want to do that? So if you pooch kick it, now it's got to be returned, And now there's an excellent chance it will be returned. So you've added some strategy to it, because if you're really good, Michael, let's say you're a good returning team. Like if you had like a Devin Hester-esque type of returner.
Right.
Well, then you might want to kick it out of the end zone and just say, all right, I'll put it at the 35. I don't want these guys returning it. And now if you're bad at it, well, then they'll exploit that. And they'll pooch kick it into that that area and dare you to be able to return it. So I think it works to the strengths and weaknesses of either team. It adds strategy to it. It adds a little bit more excitement to it. I love it. Absolutely love it.
Here's a negative, though.
Okay.
In the event a team wants to attempt an onside kick, they have to inform the officials of the intent and would then be allowed to use the NFL's traditional formation. No surprise onside kicks would be allowed. So essentially, there are no onside kicks.
I see, this is what I don't understand about this whole thing. I thought, wait, hold on. Once they set up, is the setup for the onside kick the same as it currently is?
No, it goes back to the traditional.
No, that's what I mean. The way it currently is, which already doesn't work.
Right.
So here's my thing, Don. You're amending kicking, and we have multiple problems with kicking. The kicking out of the end zone, the high speed collisions. But another problem we have is, late in the game, if you're trying to make up points, Michael, no one can recover an onside kick.
Right.
This did nothing to work on that problem.
I don't think it does. And if anything, it makes it even less likely to recover because you're telling them we're going to... Although most onside kicks, the team knows it's coming.
What was it? The Saints onside kick against the Colts at the start of the second half. Remember in the Super Bowl?
That was a surprise.
That's a surprise. But most of the time, pretty much all the time, that it's done at the end of the game, you know it's coming. So that's not that big of a deal.
No, but it's just, I thought they'd come up with a new way to set it up so it would be... there'd be a higher chance of recovering.
Now, this proposal follows the structure of the XFL version with a slight shift in where the players are aligned. In the XFL, they lined up farther downfield between the returning team's 30 and 35-yard line. More than 90% of kickoffs were returned in the XFL's two seasons.
See, that's big. That's a complete role reversal because there's probably like 90% that aren't returned under the current format in the NFL.
21.7% returned. So... I mean, you're talking about 80% of the kicks not returned. It's a non-play. It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. And I think that teams would be out of their mind to just indiscriminately kick it out of the end zone and start a team at the 35. What do you? I mean, you're one pass away from a field goal position.
I like it. I just wish there was a little bit more built into it to also add some more compelling stuff when a team is down 14 late.
I just don't know what you do about the onside kick. What do you do? Like, I understand you want to try to increase it, but you don't want to go too crazy because
I think 10 yards. How about this? I think 10 yards is too much.
But a team earned the lead. It shouldn't be that easy.
No.
To be able to get the ball back.
What about 8 yards?
But it shouldn't be impossible.
What about 8 yards instead of 10 yards? Because doesn't it seem like a lot people have a much better shot at getting it at 8 yards than they do at 10? At 10, it's basically impossible. And I get it, Don. You're right. You don't want to, allow everyone back in the game. But that used to be a play that felt exciting. Now it feels like so nothing.
How about this? You don't want to have them do it again exactly. But you know when they kick it out of bounds, that's it. You're done.
Right.
But back in the day, when I was a kid... if you kicked it out of bounds, you'd have the penalty, and now you've got to go that length. So it'd be a 5-yard penalty. Now you got to go kick 15 yards to try to recover. At least you got a second opportunity when it went out of bounds.
That would help.
How about doing that?
You're still
penalized, so now you got to go 15 yards, which makes it even harder, but at least you get another opportunity.
I'd at least like something to give them just a slightly better chance.
We should get Westhoff on to see what he thinks about this.
And he would enjoy this because he could actually use his genius and devise plans on how to take advantage of it.
If they were smart, they probably checked in with Westhoff.
They didn't. Brett Michaels is coming to PNC Bank.
I can't wait.
On Friday, August 30th, and ESPN New York has your chance to score tickets. Enter to win at ESPNNewYork.com or on the ESPN New York app. Scroll down to contest and submit your entry. It's brought to you by Live Nation. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Let's go to Tristan in Long Island. Tristan.
Michael, I owe you an apology. I'm sorry. But in my eyes, you fulfilled the bet. Yesterday, when you turned on the TV, I went, pew, pew, what is that on your chin? And that's when I knew that I was wrong. And now that you have a taste of the Pusick, can I go back to my original "Would you?" And would you wear it for a whole year over a Stone Cold Stunner?
What do you mean over a Stone Cold Stunner?
I originally asked you, would you rather have the Pusick for a year or a Stone Cold Stunner? And then after I hung up, you go, oh, is that the bet? And you went,
The Stone Cold Stunner is a wrestling move, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
You know what? I would take the Stunner because I couldn't wear that for a year. It's hideous. So, yeah, I take the Stunner, Tristan.
Would he survive the Stunner? Like, how much damage do you think that could really do?
The Stunner's a weird one, to be honest. You kind of got to choose a different move because the Stunner, like, involves his participation, which I don't think Michael could do.
Participation.
Right.
Well, you know what's coming up next? Speaking of participation, I'm letting the people give us woodges. And I've got some great ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, I've got some great ones.
You're letting the other people do the job for you.
No. I've taken a fine tooth comb and I've combed through it and I've picked out the best ones. Okay. I have a huge involvement in this.
All right, just checking.
What a jerk. Don, tell us about Samwell.
Well, friends, go see Dr. Jay Shah. He's a double board certified pain specialist. Don't let neck, back, joint, or nerve pain slow you down from doing all the things that you love. It is time to reclaim your active lifestyle. Call our friend Dr. Jay Shah today at Samwell Pain. Dr. Jay Shah treats joint, neck, back, sciatica, and nerve pain. Dr. Shah is also a migraine and headache specialist. Procedures involve no cuts, scars, incisions, or downtime. Call Dr. Jay Shah to take a non-surgical approach with precise image-guided procedures without pain medications. Enjoy life pain-free. Same day and next day appointments available. Go to SamwellPain.com. Put an end to your pain and suffering today. Why wait any longer? Make your appointment with Dr. Jay Shah. Go to SamwellPain.com now. Regain your active lifestyle. Enjoy all of your favorite activities pain-free. Samwell Pain now has three convenient locations in Woodbridge, Livingston, and a brand new office in Englewood to serve Bergen County. Visit SamwellPain.com. You will wish you met Dr. Shah sooner. Most major insurance are accepted. Discover BetMGM, the sports betting app New Yorkers turn to for nonstop buzzer-beater action all season long. Take the hard-hitting excitement of March matchups to the next level with a lion's share of promotions and betting options. Whether you're cheering courtside or from the comfort of your couch, BetMGM keeps the adrenaline pumping with every dunk, three-pointer, and buzzer-beater. Join the excitement now with BetMGM. Plus, every time you make a wager, you can earn BetMGM reward points, which means you can turn the convenience of online betting into real-world rewards at one of MGM's signature resorts and more. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Download the BetMGM app today and enjoy March matchups like never before. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21-plus years of age or older to wager and physically present in New York only. Gambling problem? Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN. It's uncomfortable.
No, I don't think I could.
Really?
But she's total smoke show.
At times incriminating.
Well, hold on.
Let's not be rash.
Don, hold on, but don't answer yet.
And a Michael K. Show favorite.
Michael, you're such a child.
It's the Would Ya Game.
We play it off the air all the time. The Would Ya Game.
All right, so we're going to go with the fans' version of the Would Ya Game. And this is a really good one from Nick in Woodbridge. It really makes you think.
Okay.
I think it's really going to stretch the limits of thought for Don and Peter. Nick asks, would you rather miss a game-winning free throw in the NBA Finals and your team goes on to lose? You're now forever hated by a fan base and never win anything the rest of your career. Or would you rather tear your ACL in the first game of the season and your team wins a title? You get a ring just for being on the roster, but you didn't contribute.
Mm. But I recover from said injury and
at some
have a
point,
chance to win?
I would think you do, but... Yeah.
I tell you what, the way, Peter, that I let things bother me, I think I would go with the injury. and miss the season and have them win than to have to live with that miss for the rest of my life. It would drive me up a wall.
I think I'm with Don on that too.
I am too. I'm with we're all locked up.
No one wants that.
That would be awful.
That was a good one though.
Fred May asked, would you rather sit in a middle seat on every flight you take for life or sit in the nosebleed seats at every sports event concert for life? I'll take the nosebleed seats. I can't take middle seats.
Yeah, because it's just a lack of being able to see the event. You're talking about really being uncomfortable. And some of the flights we take, Michael, across country, no. I think I would take nosebleeds at every sporting event.
And Peter is so against nosebleeds, right, because, I'm really anxious to hear the answer.
It damages his brand, that's why.
I'm actually probably more against bad seats on a plane.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've told you guys, I've recently now gotten to a point where I basically splurge every single flight to have the best seat I possibly can.
Because you got a lot of money.
No. Because it during COVID, I got accustomed to getting such a good affordable upgrade that it changed my way. You can't go back. So I think I'm with you guys. I think I'd sit in the nosebleeds.
Now, this one I love. This is from John Lilly. Would you rather die right now and go to heaven or live for 100 more years, but you have a 50-50 shot that you go to hell?
And then the first part was how long? When do I die?
Die right now and go to heaven.
Oh, man, it's so hard.
It's such a good question.
No, I think hell, though. Like actual hell. That's a big risk.
So this is establishing there is a heaven, which is beautiful, tranquil, floating on clouds, and then there's a hell with fire.
Hellfire and brimstone.
Yeah.
I think I have to go with dying now.
I think I'm with Don, and because I wouldn't be afraid of dying if I knew for sure there was a heaven, because I'm going to heaven.
Why are you so sure of that?
Because I'm a delightful person. I've never really hurt anybody.
I don't know that you know what the whole thing's really about.
Oh, and you do?
I didn't say that. Don, was I the one who got up here and declared, I know for a fact I'm going to heaven?
Never did that.
So I'm not the one who'd be in judgment, right?
No,
you're the one who's declaring, you know that you're such a good guy that you're going to heaven.
Well, I mean, I could judge my life. I haven't done anything insidious or hurt anybody. So
you haven't hurt anybody?
Not really, no. I haven't set out to hurt anybody.
I think you're going to heaven, Michael. But a 50% chance of spending eternity in hell?
It's a high risk. But Don, I'm not ready. I wouldn't be ready to go tomorrow. I'd have to. Here's why you're wrong.
What if you could get your stuff in order?
Yeah, you can't. You got to take the gamble. Yeah, you're going to have to risk the 50-50.
Interesting.
Don. You have to.
Wow, this is shocking, Don.
No, you're going to have to take the risk because otherwise, you know, there's too many things. There's too many people.
Wow, that's a tough risk, man.
I think it's a risk you got to take.
Which is a lot longer than when we're on this earth.
I know, but like,
never seeing any of your family except the bad ones.
And if you're in heaven, you could watch over everybody.
But by the way, what if you find out heaven's whack anyway?
But then
what if it's hella jazz?
If we can't bank on heaven being heavenly,
yeah, then what are we doing?
I mean, what are we doing?
Let's just go right to black, right? We don't.
Well, do a Sopranos ending.
The only thing that keeps me going is to know that when we lose people, that they moved on to a better place.
Well, so that's the only thing that keeps you going, because that's not known.
No, but you like to hope that that's the case.
Well, so that you really shouldn't be kept going on that, because you're being kept going on a whim.
You're hoping against hope.
No, but to know that that's a possibility makes you feel better when you lose a loved one.
Yeah, it's a possibility. Yes, of course, that possibility. That's the way we all want to bet, but we can't. We can't like bet our life savings on it.
No, we can't. But as long as I know that's on the table, it gives me some closure. Makes me feel comfortable. Like, so when my dad dies at 59, it's devastating, but then I say, well, maybe he's just in a better place, right? Only the good die young, right?
That always bothers me, though, at wakes. Mm-hmm. You know, someone you love is in that box, and they go, well, they're in a better place. No, they're in a casket. They're not in a better place.
That's a bad day. Now, you don't have to believe in heaven.
I
think if I was forced to choose right now, I have to tell you an answer. Is there an afterlife or not? I probably go with no. unfortunately, even though I wish there was. But I do not believe that the person's in the casket. No, nothing's in the casket.
Like, even if you believe that we just go blank, like,
there's nothing, then the body's
dead. You're
not
in the casket.
Yeah, the casket's gone.
The body is in the casket.
Yeah, but you're not there.
You're being literal.
See, I...
But you're being literal.
I am. We're both being literal.
I do visit my... the family that passed, they're all buried in Saddlebrook for the most part. And I try to go around Christmas time every year. And people ask me, don't you want to go more often? Don't you want to visit your dad? And I'm like, he's not really there. I go to just make sure everything's okay.
So then why go to church?
Well, because people like to pray with other people.
Yeah, you like to be.
But I mean, but God is always with you. So right, why do you have to go to one place?
Because people are doing it for the community aspect.
Right.
Okay.
That's what I would suggest. I'm not a big church guy.
But that's
kind of
what I tell myself when I'm not a big church guy. I've got my own relationship with God. Thank you. I'm going to keep it to myself.
All right. Good for you. Now Douglas Goodwin wants to end it with this, and this is pretty good. Would you rather your wife be Dave Rothenberg crazy about a non-sports topic, or be single your whole life?
About a non-sports topic?
Yeah, like, oh, she just loves knitting, and I mean, she, you know, she everything. Or she loves Broadway. And she
well, by the way, I don't know why they added sports topic, non-sports topic. It could be sports topic.
I know,
to me, it's the
but
same
think
thing.
Of it, let me paint you a picture.
Go ahead.
Natalie is obsessed with The Bachelor, and at the end of every season, if it doesn't go her way and the hookup's not what they want, she goes and takes all the pictures of your wedding and the DVD of your wedding and throws it on to the driveway of your home and breaks it. And then she takes salad dressing and pours it all over your computer.
I'll tell you what, I'd rather have that than be single my whole life.
No, no, Michael, you did well single.
I really, you know, let me think about it. You know,
what are you talking about?
It's a good point. But, you know, you're also single at the age of 80 when, you know, you're all wrinkled and done.
Well, but even when you're married, it wrinkled and done. You're done, right?
Yeah, but at least you have somebody to share the wrinkles with.
This is interesting. I honestly, because to me, whether it was non-sports or sports, it would be a problem.
Like I would take the problem though.
Even if I probably would too, mm-hmm. because I'm a monogamy kind of guy. Right. I prefer relationships. But truth be told, even if my wife was as crazy about the Commanders as Dave Rothenberg is about the Giants, I think I'd have a problem. I'd go, okay, this is too much. We have to be able to have a life here. But I do think, single forever, it's not for me. It's not for me.
Would you rather be Dennis Rodman or Draymond Green?
Mm. Draymond.
Mm.
No question, Draymond. Not even close. In fact,
Dennis Rodman's a Hall of Famer.
I get it, but still. I mean...
And he dated well.
He dated really well, but he's like... doesn't have an appealing personality particularly. He's kind of grating and weird. Like, honestly, I hate to say this. I don't like to judge people for being weird. But, like, I've met Draymond. Draymond's a cool dude. Like, I know he has the antics on the court, whatever. You bump into Draymond, have a conversation. He's a regular guy. Has Dennis ever seemed regular to you? Like, he's like, barely even operates in the sports world. I mean, listen, the Carmen Electra run, there's some good stuff that happened, and there's no question. But, I also... Not to mention, as great as it is to be a great rebounder, come on, Draymond steps up and hits some key threes in championship series. You know what I mean, Don? Don't you want to score some points? Like, yeah, Dennis never did anything offensively.
Yeah, but he was the greatest rebounder in the history of the sport.
Yeah,
that whole thing was an act.
I don't think it is. He went to North Korea to hang out with Kim Jong-un. How far are you taking the act, my friend?
So did our president.
Well, okay, that's neither here nor there. I don't like to show my politics, but at least that was a political figure doing that. Dennis Rodman, when no one went there, just was like, I'm going to go hang with Kim Jong-un.
He had a great time, I heard.
I don't know. Maybe I'm seeming very basic here, but I think Draymond just seems a lot cooler. I'm going to go with Draymond.
I think this was a great would you. The last one was mine. The other ones were the callers.
And they've been known not to do a great job. So that's
well, some
nice
of them were
back.
Awful. So that was the work that was done to whittle it down to greatness.
Well, so you're still saying you're doing the work is what you're saying.
Well, also, I think the last one was great, and that was mine.
It was pretty good.
All right. I'm going to do something I don't do very often.
What is that?
I'm going to rip the sport I love.
Yay! way.
Yeah, I am. And it's going to be convincing to you. Hey, spring into gear at Bay Ridge Honda, your go-to Honda dealer serving the five boroughs of New York. All March long, drive home one of over 350 new Hondas for $0 down, plus make no payments for 90 days. And as always, get an extra $1,500 for your trade-in. Stay tuned for the new Honda Prologue at Bay Ridge Honda in Brooklyn and online at BayRidgeHonda.com. $0 down payment and no payments for 90 days with approved credit for well-qualified buyers. That's only well-qualified buyers. See dealer for details, and it's 33124.
Get more in a new Mazda from Ramsey Mazda. More selection, over 750 new vehicles available, and more savings on their entire Mazda lineup. Lease a new 2024 Mazda CX-5 2.5S Select all-wheel drive, just $269 a month at Ramsey Mazda. Route 17 North in Ramsey. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Call 888-885-2891 for lease details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN R0451173. MSRP $30,750. Ends 4/1/24.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.